Good morning. It's March 14th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a stunning display of market momentum, Bitcoin's price catapulted to a new all-time high of over $73,000 on March 13th. This peak is part of a bullish trend that began in October 2023, capturing the attention of investors and analysts alike. Amid this surge, a notable Bitcoin address clinched $217 million in profits, showcasing the immense capital gains some investors are reaping from the cryptocurrency's ascent. The factors fueling this rally include expectations around interest rates, the recent green light for spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, and the buzz around the upcoming Bitcoin halving event in April, which is anticipated to trigger a supply shock and further elevate Bitcoin's valuation. Analysts are now setting their sights even higher, with price targets stretching beyond $100,000, and some even forecasting a future price point of $1 million. This optimism is underpinned by a growing institutional demand for Bitcoin and innovative initiatives like Bitcoin Minatrix, which aims to democratize the mining process. In a related development, JMP Securities analysts have revised their price target for Coinbase stock upwards from $200 to $300. This adjustment is based on the expectation of robust inflows into spot Bitcoin ETFs, a sentiment echoed by their estimation that $220 billion will flow into these ETFs over the next 3 years. This influx is anticipated to not only bolster Coinbase's position, but also potentially propel Bitcoin's price to an astonishing $280,000. The recent approval of Bitcoin spot ETFs by the SEC has already had a tangible impact on Bitcoin's market value, with the cryptocurrency reaching heights of $73,679. This milestone, coupled with the projected $220 billion inflow into spot Bitcoin ETFs, has ignited discussions about the transformative potential of these developments for the cryptocurrency market in the coming years. As the landscape evolves, the anticipation of the Bitcoin halving event and the continued institutional interest paint a bullish picture for Bitcoin's future. In a significant leap forward for Ethereum, the blockchain's mainnet has rolled out the Denkun upgrade, a strategic fusion of the Deneb and Cancun updates, on March 13, 2024. This upgrade marks a pivotal moment for Ethereum, aiming to drastically slash transaction costs on Layer 2 networks, a move that could redefine the economics of blockchain transactions. The Denkun upgrade is designed to address a critical pain point for users of Layer 2 networks, such as Arbitrum, Polygon, and Coinbase's Base, high transaction fees. By implementing proto-dank sharding and introducing a novel data storage system, this upgrade has made it possible for transactions that once cost a dollar to now be executed for just a penny. This is achieved through the use of blobs, a new type of data repository that allows for temporary storage of data for about 18 days, significantly reducing storage costs and, by extension, transaction fees. Despite the promising advancements, the upgrade has not been without its concerns. Critics have raised questions about the potential for ecosystem fragmentation and security risks. However, Coinmetrics, a key player in the crypto analytics space, has thrown its support behind the Denkun upgrade. It has adjusted its analytics to capture the new blob space feature and has also announced the release of new metrics specifically for its Network Data Pro clients. This support is crucial as it provides insights and data necessary for assessing the impact of the upgrade. The success of Ethereum post-Denkun upgrade hinges on several factors. These include the rate of institutional adoption, the ease of access for everyday users, the regulatory landscape, and the continued support from analytics firms like Coinmetrics. As Ethereum embarks on this new chapter, the ecosystem's ability to address these factors will be instrumental in its ongoing evolution and adoption. In a bold move by the Nigerian government, the cryptocurrency giant Binance finds itself at the center of a significant legal challenge. Two of its top executives, Tigran Gambaryan and Nadim Anjarwala, have been detained, marking a pivotal moment in the ongoing global discourse around cryptocurrency regulation. This incident not only underscores the tension between national governments and the burgeoning crypto industry, but also signals Nigeria's aggressive stance on cryptocurrency operations within its borders. The government's actions stem from accusations that Binance has played a role in manipulating the national currency and facilitated the movement of approximately $26 billion in untraceable funds through its Nigerian operations. These serious allegations have led to the detention of Gambarian and Anjarwalla, who were arrested upon their arrival in Abuja for a meeting with the Nigerian government. They are set to remain in custody until a hearing scheduled for March 20th. In response to the arrests, Binance has publicly stated its commitment to working with Nigerian authorities to secure the release of its executives. This situation is not isolated, as it reflects a broader pattern of regulatory scrutiny that the cryptocurrency sector is facing worldwide. Notably, Binance is also navigating legal challenges in the United States, highlighting the complex regulatory landscape that global crypto entities must navigate. The implications of this standoff are far-reaching. The outcome of the negotiations between Binance and the Nigerian government could have significant consequences for the global cryptocurrency industry, potentially affecting diplomatic relations, investor confidence, and the international perception of Nigeria's regulatory environment. As the situation unfolds, it will undoubtedly serve as a critical case study for the intersection of national regulation and the decentralized nature of cryptocurrency. In a landmark case that underscores the evolving landscape of cryptocurrency regulation and law enforcement's capabilities, Roman Sterlingoff, the founder of Bitcoin Fog, has been convicted on multiple charges, including money laundering. This case marks a significant moment in the ongoing battle against illegal activities facilitated through digital currencies. Bitcoin Fog, established as a crypto mixing service, was implicated in laundering $400 million worth of Bitcoin, with the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, employing blockchain analysis to trace 1.2 million Bitcoin transactions back to the service. The majority of these transactions were linked to darknet marketplaces and illegal activities, showcasing the sophisticated methods used by law enforcement to track digital currency flows. Sterlingoff, a dual Russian-Swedish national, now faces up to 20 years in prison. Despite the conviction, he disputes the charges and is planning an appeal. His defense questions the DOJ's evidence and the reliability of blockchain tracing techniques, highlighting the complexities and legal nuances in cryptocurrency-related crimes. This case is not just about one individual or one service. It's a clear signal from the government about the seriousness with which it views the misuse of cryptocurrencies for illegal purposes. The IRS and DOJ have both issued stern warnings about the use of crypto mixers like Bitcoin Fog, emphasizing the global collaboration among law enforcement agencies, including Europol and Swedish and Romanian police, in tackling such crimes. As Sterlingoff prepares to appeal, challenging both the sufficiency of evidence and the choice of venue, this case raises crucial questions about the future of cryptocurrency regulation, the balance between privacy and law enforcement, and the technical challenges of tracing digital currencies. It's a reminder of the thin line between innovation in the digital currency space and the potential for misuse, and the ongoing efforts of governments worldwide to navigate this complex terrain. In the ever-evolving world of investments, diversification remains a cornerstone principle for enhancing risk-adjusted returns. This time-tested approach is not just limited to traditional markets, it's equally critical in the dynamic realm of cryptocurrencies. A recent post by AQR sheds light on the importance of diversification in investment portfolios, drawing parallels between traditional market queries like, why not 100% equities, during bull markets, and similar questions in the crypto space, such as, why not 100% Bitcoin? Despite Bitcoin's dominance in media and market commentary, the post underscores the significance of spreading investments across a variety of assets to improve risk-adjusted returns. An analysis of hypothetical crypto portfolios from 2018 demonstrates the value of diversification within the crypto sector. By comparing portfolios focused solely on Bitcoin or Ethereum against those that blend Bitcoin and Ethereum, or diversify further across a range of digital assets, the results are clear. Portfolios that mix Bitcoin and Ethereum, or include a broader selection of digital assets, outperform single-asset portfolios on a risk-adjusted basis. The conclusion drawn from this analysis is compelling. Owning a single asset in the crypto space can lead to worse risk-adjusted returns over the long term compared to a diversified portfolio. This evidence reinforces the critical role diversification plays in crafting effective investment strategies, even in the rapidly changing landscape of cryptocurrency investments. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.